Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 130, and our 10th Numenera episode. First off, join us in wishing a happy birthday to Joe. Now, in the brief banter portion of the episode, we indulge in a short commentary on the Torchbearer cards and Torchbearer itself, even though we haven't played it yet. We'll get around to it, though. Once we do get to the game, the guys manage to attack a known police officer, and then have a Han and Luke rescue the princess moment. In the end, they do get to meet the mayor. Now, thanks to everyone who's been posting to our blog and Facebook pages. Listeners like Mark, Dave, and Stuart. And if I forgot your name, email me and tell me I'm an idiot. Now, by the way, we also have a Google Plus community now. Feel free to join us there. And you can follow me on Twitter if you like. I will be cross-promoting on that social media site as well. My Twitter handle is at RSGRoy. Comments, critique, and general feedback can be left on our voicemail 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Look for us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, our blog, our RPGCrosstalk.com forum, on Stitcher, or even iTunes. And hey, leave us a quick message or a review. Enjoy the show. Okay, we are recording. Hey, we're almost all here.
And we're almost all here.
Yeah, except for Jeff.
Still hasn't played. I don't think he played any Numenera.
No. Character creation, and then he...
Did he?
Yeah, he was here for character creation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What'd he make?
Well, he started.
Who?
No.
Because he was going to play a Jack, wasn't he?
No.
He did. We did the character creation for Torchbearer with him.
Oh, that's right.
Torchbearer. It's like an...
Like an echo.
Old.
Yeah.
That was so last year.
I don't know. They're coming out with cards.
I saw that.
Yep.
Oh.
Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, you can be one of the first 100.
200.
100.
100.
They made 2,000.
Oh, that's right. They made 2,000, but they're going to let you order if you're whatever. Whatever.
So these cards are so you can track the resources in the game? Is that it?
Yep. There's, did you see the YouTube video?
No.
There's a video.
Unboxing video, yeah. He opens up a pack or the box of cards and you've got the three light sources, which is a torch, a candle, and a lantern. And you turn it for each turn because a torch is only two turns. A lantern is three and a candle is four. So.
Really?
That's it.
I hate this game already.
I do too.
Jeff has to run us.
It's resource micromanagement.
It sounds to me like it's like paying bills.
It sounds like a game for accountants. Yeah. Yay, it's tax war.
Accounting the RPG.
It's tying into one of the aspects of old D&D.
Well, just first edition?
The management, the struggle to survive, and that's the point of it, it seems.
Accountants, the gaming?
Yeah.
You know what sucked about,
first edition?
No.
What resource sucked, management?
The computer game, something trail.
Oregon Trail.
You know what sucked about Oregon Trail?
Resource
dying of dysentery.
All the
Why
time.
Why would I want to play a game about dying of dysentery?
Because you could.
The whole game was about not running out of food and dying of dysentery.
The way that I look at it this way, if you had enough people with you, you will never die of running out of food.
Donner party
going to Oregon.
Dying at character creation.
Right.
Could you go full Donner party?
I don't think in that game you could.
Well, that's just not fair.
See, that's not fair.
That's just not fair.
Why did we have to play that in school? What was the
really
educational value of that?
Of that?
I didn't play it in
seeing
school.
Seeing what it was like.
I don't even know.
Oh, wait.
What it
Doug,
is.
Doug no, might have played no, it in school, but not for class.
Yeah, I played a version of that was on paper. Tells you how long ago I played it. But yeah, but it wasn't called Oregon Trail, and it certainly wasn't on a computer. So
we learned about probability by betting on horse races.
Did you?
Grade school.
Nice.
Yeah.
They had a weird little 33 and a third album. And depending on where you drop the needle, it would be a different outcome every time. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting. Okay, so enough of that crap.
Yeah. How old are we?
We're very old. Jason, aren't you the youngest? What, you're like, what, 35, 36, 31?
38.
38. You're 38? Really?
Children.
How old are you? You're almost 40.
I'm 39, good sir. 39 years old.
39 years young, right?
For two more days. But currently, I'm 39.
Yeah, boy.
Whippersnapper.
Yeah, I know, I'm a pup.
Well, I turned 44 this year. Bill, you want to divulge your age?
46.
Yeah.
Until October.
Until October.
I turned 44 in October and shortly afterwards got my first AARP.
I got one of those too this year.
At like, 44.
I tell myself that they're trying to sell it to my father, who has the same name as me. No? Doug? No? No? No?
But did you?
It's like insurance. They got to get the young people in to pay for the old people.
Did you hear about the company? There's all those companies out there that track, you know, your personality and age and all the demographics that you have. Well, one of them says that you can go online and see what they have for your particular demographics. So I decided to do that, and I kind of figured out why, because they have switched me and my father. So they showed me being born in 1947.
Ah.
So I think that's why I get a lot of the stuff that I do.
That would do it, yes.
Okay. Now enough of that crap.
All right. It's Grumpy Old Men Hour. All right. Grumpy Old Men
Hour. Why? Get off my lawn.
No.
Okay, so.
Look at that pretty boy down there.
Last game, we ended up in the undersea location of Salacia. Or Salacia?
What do y'all prefer?
Salacia?
You're the GM.
Yeah, you tell us. Salacia? You can call it Belch for all we care.
Salacia?
Yeah, it sounds very exotic.
Salacia? Home of everybody's favorite, Josephov.
Salacia?
Okay, let's see. And I was thinking the same thing. I just couldn't get it into the... That was very good, Bill. Okay. So, let's see. Grom... And,
have we introduced ourselves?
No, we have not done that yet. Why don't we do that? Starting over here with almost a birthday boy.
That's Jeff.
Nope, that would be Joe. I'm Ian Frey, the clever Jack who controls gravity.
And that's Jeff.
Hi, I'm Jeff for tonight. And I'm Jason playing Obis, who's a mystical Jack that fuses, flesh and steel.
And I am not Jeff, played by Todd, and I'll be playing Sump, the tough glaive who masters weaponry.
I'm Doug. I'm playing Grom the Bookworm. He is a learned nano who talks to machines.
And that's Jeff.
I'm Bill. I'm playing Oelion, a mystical glaive who carries a quiver.
Tonight, the part of Jeff will be played by this pencil.
Mm-hmm. And Jeff, you're back! Where have you been?
If only it was that quiet. Right.
None but love for you, Jeff.
Wait. More like him.
He's trying to get him the last word.
That's right.
Somebody teach that pencil how to argue.
And I'm Roy. I'll be your GM this evening. So last time we met, Sump, Grom, and Oelion were in the library, and we're going to head back, right?
Correct.
Yeah, we're running back.
Okay.
For our meetup.
Meanwhile.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, for the meetup.
Meanwhile, because y'all arranged to meet back at...
Yes.
Okay, after a certain amount of time.
Yep.
Meanwhile, Ian and Obis were meeting one of the local tavern keepers, Joseph, and... killing Todd. And...
What name did we make up on the fly?
We had a nice conversation about it last week. Mm. You missed it.
Yes.
And you guys... found out you were being tracked by some of the local constabulary. Okay, what do y'all do? I'm talking to Ian and Obis.
Who did we knock? Did we knock somebody down?
The constable knocked them down.
Right.
Right.
Was it the constable that was beating up the kid or somebody else?
It was a constable. It was constable. Yeah, it was somebody in, with an officious look.
Okay, and he went off around the corner or something, and these two came up on the kid and pumped him for some info, and
And he said, "You all need to." It was a younger person. I mean, not necessarily a little kid. So, y'all been told.
Of the Baker Street Boys.
Run. You want to run, or you want to tough it out?
Well, here's the question: Was the constable heading towards the library, or was he heading away from the library? Because as far as we know, everybody else is still in the library.
He was heading towards the library.
Let's follow him. Because if he runs into the other three, I'd rather have a flank on him if something comes down on him.
Okay.
Okay, you guys want to try and sneak up on him?
Well, we don't really know where he's at, do we?
Well, you know he went around a corner towards the direction where the library was.
Maybe I should float in the air and see if I can get a better view of the town square here.
Well, remember, you are underwater, so you are enclosed. Now, you can float up to a certain degree, but, I mean, there is a ceiling up there.
Yeah, I can't fly away. I just want to get above the building tops.
Absolutely. Why don't you do that?
Okay.
Doug's not there.
Okay, I'm going to do that. And,
sorry, Grom's not there.
That costs one intellect edge, and I have two in intellect, so that should be a freebie.
Okay. You float up.
Mm-hmm.
Give me an intel roll. Intel, right? Intellect?
Yeah. So basically I just roll.
Yeah.
And then you tell me.
You can spend the effort
to
lower it if you think it's that important.
Well, I mean, I can spend an edge for free, right?
What I'm doing is Your primary skills are intellect, right? Intellect, what you use to power everything? No?
Might, speed, and intellect. Might is 16. Speed and intellect are both 15.
Yeah, but when you power
hover is
it's intellect. Okay. I'm wrapping that in the fact that you have to know a little bit about how you're doing this, how far up you're going. You don't want to be seen by this guy also. So that's what I'm
okay. So,
it's kind of like a stealth roll.
So I'm being kind of conscientious of building tops and who can see me.
Right.
And, okay.
So it's kind of a stealth roll.
I'm just going to let it fly,
so to speak.
And that would be a 3.
Wow. Okay.
Ow, he should have stopped before he hit the ceiling.
No. He doesn't hit any buildings. I mean, he's levitating up, but
he picks up Obis. I've seen him do it. You're going to the hospital, buddy.
Okay.
You hang around with him, it's only a matter of time. I'm telling you.
I've gotten better.
But what happens is you are seen. Okay.
Okay.
And you see him turn around. He's like, turns around and looks behind him. And he sees you up there.
I point at him. I don't say anything. I just point.
Okay.
And I'll hover down.
Okay. Okay. I think they killed Bill. Meanwhile, the three guys coming back from the library, give me intellect rolls.
I'll burn an effort.
Don't bother.
It's free.
Okay. Burn an effort. Burn an effort. Burn an effort.
9 minus a step.
9 minus
how's it,
a
how's
step.
How's it completely free?
My edge is 3.
Okay.
Yep.
And?
I got 11.
9. I don't affect it at all in any way, shape, or form.
You all happen to see your friend floating back down.
No point?
Oh, no, you see him, and he's pointing. You see him, but he's not pointing at you.
Is he pointing in our direction?
Vaguely in your direction.
Right.
But
something in front of us.
Yeah, something in front of you.
That will likely be a problem soon.
He's going to kill everybody. I've seen this before.
So is it obvious that other people see him as well?
You don't see many people around you. Remember, this place seems to be underpopulated. There's very few people around you right now. Most of the time when you've encountered people, it's been one or two walking. Mm-hmm. Most of it's been in the buildings. The bar, the library, things like that.
I start looking for something I can hold on to.
Okay.
Something.
You see he's already floating down.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
What are you pointing at?
Do you yell?
Yeah.
Okay.
you vaguely hear somebody say, "What are you at? We thought you was a toad."
Do I hear it well enough to answer him?
You barely make out the words. I don't know if you heard it well enough to answer him.
Can I see those guys?
No, you were looking at the other guy. You don't see them.
All right.
Well, you hear some vague shouting.
I start heading off in his direction.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, you're running towards the crazy man?
Yeah, he's crazy, but he's part of our group.
And he's lowering down now.
He's still using his powers though, right? They go off. Crazy times. Standing there, sharing a hot dog, drinking a Coke, and the next thing you know, you got a broken leg, okay?
He's got a point there.
That's what you say. I still go that way.
Okay.
I follow after them tentatively.
Tentatively. You're in the back.
Yes.
Okay. You guys come around a corner, and you abruptly run into Grom. Sump is in front. And you abruptly run into somebody in a uniform.
I mean, are we talking like Sergeant Pepper uniform, or are we talking like an official uniform?
An official uniform.
Oh, okay.
Which looks a whole lot like a Sergeant Pepper uniform.
Hey.
It's Officer Dandy.
Right.
Pardon us.
Excuse me. I just keep on going. Unless he stops me, I just keep on going.
As you walk past him, you see that he's kind of startled. And he's like, Hey, stop. Turn around. Put your hands up against the wall.
Is there a wall?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of walls around here. Assume the position.
I grab my ankles.
I sink to my knees into a meditative state.
I stop walking up and pretend I'm not with them.
He turns around and looks at you, too. That's he knows you're with him. He's like, you,
I look
get
back,
over here.
I look back behind me when he points at me.
And you see that he puts his hand up to his collar. Okay.
Okay.
And there's a piece of metal on his collar.
Okay. Can I help you?
Keep yourself turned around.
Excuse me. What have
you are under arrest. You don't need to talk right now.
For what? What have we done? We're walking.
You're under arrest.
For?
You'll be told that later.
Is there no habeas corpus here?
Probably not. Really? Habeas corpus?
Of course.
Really?
Why not?
Really?
You said this place was civilized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Civilized. There's libraries here.
There's all kinds
of civility. Books and stuff.
And photocopiers.
It's like Cardassia. The outcome's already been determined. The trial is just a formality.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of us.
Hmm?
One of us.
One of us.
So wait a second. If you're from Cardassia, are you a Cardassian?
No.
Okay.
Do you know Kim?
He reaches down. He's got this little metal, it's kind of like a circle, almost, on his, kind of on his belt at his hip. He reaches down, touches that, and with his other hand, points at something.
And?
Well, let's go ahead and do initiative.
Uh-oh.
All of us or just the three of them?
Just the three of them right now. Oh, then we'll bring you guys in.
Yeah. Looks like I'm top of the heap with a 6.
Really? Cool. Bill, what'd you get?
A 3.
Todd, Doug, Bill, in that order?
4.
Wow. Okay, he goes first.
Shock.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Yeah. It was a near thing, though. He's got the drop on you guys, so I'm going to give him a step on you. Give me a defense roll.
Defense roll.
Defense roll.
Okay.
Surprise on awares, 2 steps.
Oh.
Surprise on guards, 1 step.
Yeah, I think that's surprise on guard. Okay. You guys are on guard, but you guys, you know, were trying to be a little nonchalant, and
okay. He
immediately went right to, he escalated pretty quickly.
And now our weapons are not here, right?
Right.
That was one of those stellar ideas that...
Your weapons aren't here.
Anyway, I'm skilled with defense, so yeah. That's one step the other way. All right. 13.
Okay. He points at you, and a sheet of energy just ripples out from his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you just move your head just in time, and it strikes the wall behind you, and a chunk of the wall comes out.
Whose turn now?
Yours, Doug's, or Bill's? Who wants to go first?
He pressed the button on his belt, and...
He didn't really press it. He just kind of touched it with one hand, and in the other hand, energy came out of it.
Okay. Does he have any other obvious weapon?
No.
Is his hand securely on the device or just kind of resting on it?
Resting on it.
So how hard would it be to pull that off of him? Not me physically. I mean, I can move things with magic.
It's not going to be easy because it is attached to his belt. Okay. I don't know the limits of your ability. You usually move things across the table, right?
Fix things, change the color, move light things.
I think you could do it. It's going to be difficult, though. I mean, I forget the terminology.
Is that like a cantrip?
The hedge magic, yeah.
I forget the terminology, but it's going to be significantly difficult for you to do.
I was just curious.
If you could do it, you could do it.
Would it be easier for just to slide it around his belt so that he doesn't have his hand on it?
Sure. But that would only hinder him a little bit. I mean,
that's something.
Yeah. Sure. That would, I would say that would drop his ability to access it quickly, make it a step more difficult for him to touch and activate. Okay.
Okay. I'd like to do that then.
Sure.
That cost me a point of intellect to activate my esoteric of hedge magic.
Okay.
So what is it you're doing now, Bill?
Basically, with my...
Cantrip,
or, yes. It's very much a cantrip.
Uh-huh.
I'm the little device that he touched to shoot that beam at you.
Mm-hmm.
It's on his hip, on his belt. It's now in the small of his back.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
And no longer under his hand.
All right. So go ahead.
So I spend a point of intellect to make that happen.
Okay. You go wubba wubba. Make your roll.
Okay. What is my roll?
Well, I don't know, Bill.
Just asking.
I know, but I don't have to tell you. Do you want to spend anything to make it, to shift it any? Remember, I told you it would be very difficult but possible for you to do, to rip it off.
Yeah, yeah. But I went for the easier to do aspect.
Right.
Would my understanding of Numenera help me in this task?
Sure.
Okay, so I have a one step on it.
Okay.
13.
All right. Goes off. Little silver disc, swoop, right around, and he's like, what the?
And I'm still in lotus position on the ground.
Yep. Okay.
Told me to assume the position. That's the only position I'm aware of.
Gotcha. Doug, question?
Okay, so Olean uses hedge magic, and the metal plate that he touched to activate it shifts around his waist.
Right.
So when I saw him do this before, he pointed with one hand and reached with the other hand to touch the device.
Yeah. He put one hand out, touched the device with the other hand.
Okay. When the device shifts around, does he reach for it with his hands? Like he's trying to grab it? Like, where'd it go?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Why? What are you trying to get at?
Because it's not his turn.
I know.
What are you trying to get at?
I want to remotely activate it when he reaches for it, so he shoots himself.
If you want to talk to the machine, basically?
Well, one of my powers is distance activation. It says you can activate or deactivate any machine you can see within short range, even if you would normally have to touch or manually operate the device. So as he's reaching for it, since Olean moved it, his hands are pointing towards himself.
Sure.
Assuming that activating the device shoots electricity out of his hands, I want him to shoot himself. The thing goes off by accident.
Or, as I'm hearing you say that, you can activate it as if you touched it.
Right.
I don't know what it is. I don't know how much you have to be aware of it, but could you
use this ability, you must understand the function of the machine. It must be your size or smaller, and it can't be connected to another intelligence or be intelligence itself.
I was curious if you could shoot him with that device.
Well, I figure if it sends electricity through him and out his hands, then as he's reaching for it, his hands are pointing towards him. I turn it on, and the electricity just goes out of him.
One hand would be, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Once he touches it, right, he's going to reach down and touch it to get it back to where it needs to be. Mm-hmm. He's in position to fire. I just want to fire it when he touches it.
Make him shock himself is what he's going for.
Misfire.
I know exactly what he's going for. He's trying to activate the weapon. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Make a roll for it.
Okay. It cost, everybody took a reel of the book. Thank you. it cost 1 point to do it.
Uh-huh.
I am going to, use effort to make the total cost 4.
Okay.
And pay 1.
And pay 1 for the step.
Okay.
Ugh. 3.
Okay. Okay.
But that's like you rolled a 6.
It's like I rolled a 6.
Sump.
It's him, okay. Right?
Oh, that's right. You reduced it by 1 step. Right?
No. I haven't gone yet.
No. Sump.
Sump
has not gone yet.
I say, well, it's time to pay the check. And I reach out, and since all I have are my fists, I try to bash him.
Okay. Make a roll.
So, it's 1 step less because I'm using light weapons.
Okay.
Which are my fists. And
while you're looking that up real quick, Ian and Ovis, you guys were moving towards them, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I am using a special ability.
Okay.
A bash.
Okay.
Let's see. And I will put, all right, so I'll put 1 effort. It's already 1 step less.
So you did 1 effort for 3 points. You did bash for 1 point. Your total is 4 points spent on this action.
Yeah, but my edge is 2, so it doesn't cost me a point, correct?
Your edge is 2, it only costs you 2 points.
2
total.
Points total, okay.
You add up everything you're doing for that action.
Well, it cost him 2 points, but he has an edge and might, which is, it's only going to be 1. Because bash is only going to cost him
one point. No.
Bash is one point,
uh-huh. and he's effort. That's 3 more. That's total 4.
4. So
minus 2.
So it only costs me 2 points.
Right.
All right. Gotcha.
Because your might edge is 2.
Right.
So in any action that you spend pool, you subtract 2 from that if it's a might action.
All right. Gotcha. 20.
Sweet.
Okay. So you do what's your damage that you deal?
2 for a light weapon.
Okay.
So and with a 20, he could take +4 damage or a major result.
In combat, you optionally can take the knockdown, disarm, stun, or impair.
Right.
Knockdown, disarm, stun, or impair. Well, here's the thing. With the bash, it does 1 point less, but it dazes him for a round anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So, what do you think? +4 damage? Yeah. +4 damage. So,
these guys always do the plus damage.
2 -1 = 1. +1, because I'm a weapon master, so it's back to 2 again. +4 = 6.
Okay.
And he's stunned for 1 round.
And he's stunned for 1 round. Dazed, I mean.
Top of the round. He gets to go.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
He's dazed?
He's stunned, but Doug activated his weapon. Which is still pointed at you.
Okay.
Doug didn't identify the weapon. He just activated it.
He made it clear that he wanted wanted him to be affected by it.
He said he wanted to activate the weapon, and he did not.
While his hands were pointing at himself, like when he's reaching to adjust it.
I'll take some experience.
You specifically asked.
You can blast out. I'll take some experience.
To activate it.
Well, but no, I said that as he's reaching to adjust it, his hands were pointing towards himself. That's when I went to activate it.
I think you're either giving Todd 2 experience or he was very clear on his statement.
It's like telepathically pulling the trigger on someone who's being in the process of being knocked out. Okay. The gun is still pointed towards Todd. Todd's going to have a significant ability to dodge this thing.
All I'm saying is that this sounds like a GM intrusion.
You think?
Oh, definitely.
Experience.
Okay. Todd?
Yep.
Get an experience.
All right.
2. He has to give 1 away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot. Who are you going to give
this is the first time you've ever done one.
It is.
Yep.
It is. Thank you.
Well, he did give everybody 1 XP for
which is
group intrusion.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
If I have to give one away, I'll give one to Doug since he's kind of the initiator of all this.
Way to go.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. I think.
Hey, wait, you shoot Ty to get more experience.
Yeah.
Can I shoot him again?
Okay, defense roll.
All right, and I'm skilled with defense speed, so it's 18.
Okay, easily. Easily dodge out of the way. And
oh, my bad. Sorry.
And he's got a weird look on his face.
Because he's stunned.
Ian and Ian and Obis, go ahead and roll your initiative. We'll get you in on the next round. Okay.
I'd like to take this opportunity to lift that, physically lift that little device from the back of his belt.
You can stand up and grab it off of his belt.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Okay.
No problem.
All right.
I rolled a 3. Jason rolled a 4.
You guys are great.
Right,
Tide, Sump, either one of you, Sump, Grom, either one of y'all want to do something?
Is he wearing armor?
No, not really.
I did just remove his weapon.
It's more of a uniform.
It's more of a uniform.
Okay. Olean took the metal thing off his waist, not the metal thing on his neck.
Right.
I'll take the metal thing off his neck.
Okay.
There's radio.
Great.
Yeah.
You're not calling for help.
When you do, you hear in your head, what's going on? Report.
Everything's fine here.
We're
okay.
It's really dangerous.
How are you? How are
stay
you?
Stay away. We gotta lock it down.
Yeah, you get that in your head. As soon as you touch it, you start hearing that. Report.
Okay, that's what he does?
That's what he does and that's what he hears. Some.
Is there a place where I can stash him around here like a...
Well, he's only going to be stunned for one more second.
That's not my point.
Oh, you can find a place to stash him.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
All right. Then I beat him again. Hopefully knock him out.
Okay. Don't roll a 1.
Okay. 4. Not a 1.
Okay. Did you bash?
Yeah. Boom. Again.
Okay. Okay.
So,
you're trained in bashing.
Yeah.
So that reduces it one step.
Trained in bashing?
It's trained in bashing. It's a skill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's actually 0 then.
Okay.
Because you're trained in bashing, that reduces it. That reduces your
I don't think he's writing
the step. The step. No, it said to write this up as a skill even when I looked at it.
Bash?
Yeah. Yeah. Please look at it and tell me if I'm wrong. But anyway, I won't pay a point because I'm still at 2 edge, right?
Right. Your edge is always 2.
Having a skill doesn't change your effort.
Okay.
Right. The skill just drops at a step. So whatever number target he has in mind, it's 1 step less.
1 step less.
Bash is under fighting moves.
All right. So then it won't be a skill.
No.
All right. Anyway, so climbing is good. Bash and thrust aren't, and heavy bladed is. Anyway, still hit him.
You're hitting him with you're hitting him with your fist
with the bash.
Okay,
and it does 2.
Okay, he falls to the ground.
Okay, all right. So is he unconscious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and right as soon as that happens, Obis and Ian come around the corner, and we'll go off initiative at that point because. He dropped him.
Wow, good. Amazing.
What's around us?
Buildings.
Like I said, is there some place I can...
What specifically is around us?
Yeah.
Sandstone buildings? What do you need? What do you want? What do you want?
What's identifying around us? Like a bakery?
No, a lot of this seems to be some warehouse.
Perfect.
You know, that kind of thing. I mean...
Going to a warehouse and... Shove him in a corner.
Mm-hmm. Sure. No problem.
Over the walkie-talkie that's asking me to report?
Yeah. You actually going to say something?
Yes. It was just a big dog that ran out of the warehouse. It surprised me, but I took care of it. Everything's fine here. We're good.
How are you?
How are you?
How are you?
You good. Who is this?
I drop it on the floor and step on it. This conversation is boring anyway.
PK421.
Okay.
time to leave?
Yeah.
That was probably bad.
Yeah.
I probably did a bad thing.
Let's do that fast walk like you got to go to the bathroom real bad way back to the ship.
Okay. Okay. You guys take off. You going to run or are you just going
to
walk?
No. Try to seem as inconspicuous as possible, but moving with a purpose.
Walking with purpose.
Now, when we were walking through town earlier, uh-huh. How many of these guys in this outfit had we seen? Just milling about.
Maybe one or two. I mean, most of the people you see, you saw like in the tavern, in the library. I mean, you didn't see a lot of people walking around. You guys are making your way through the town.
With purpose.
And it looks a little bit quieter than even when before.
Okay. I still go.
With enthusiastic purpose. Mm-hmm.
So who was that guy and why was he hassling us?
What'd y'all do?
Nothing.
It was all something.
When we walked around the corner, your fist was up his nose.
He was getting aggressive with some people near the tavern looking for someone, presumably us.
He tried to arrest us.
Yeah, he told me to assume the position.
He knew we were together because I wasn't directly with him, and he pointed me out.
Not even Saturday night.
Yeah, I think it's time to get out of here.
We should have took him with us. That way we could have known why they were after us.
It's got to be that guy at the dock, the nosy guy that was helpful, that made us buy the brochure. He ratted on us. Mm-hmm. He's a commie spy.
Could have something to do with the ship.
Well, let's just go back and get out of here.
Yes.
How far are we from it?
Not too far. You guys are hustling, so you get there in about 15 minutes or so.
Okay.
You get into the hangar, the moon pool hangar thing that you guys parked the ship at.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20 guards in here.
20 guards around 20, our ship?
20 guards in here.
Around our ship.
Some around your ship, some around the door pointing a stick at you.
Do they see us?
Oh, yeah, when y'all come in, yeah, definitely.
You get
oh.
the 10 on the right, bud.
Yeah.
I say, thank God you guys are here. We just got attacked.
5 more appear in the door behind you.
And they were dressed just like them.
One of the guys steps forward. His uniform's got a lot more gold on it. Gentlemen, you gentlemen are under arrest.
That's snazzy, Dr. Pepper. What do you got?
You are under arrest.
For what?
You will be told that at the proper time. Put the manacles on him.
This is the way you treat people?
We're guests.
You are under arrest. There is a warrant for your arrest.
Who warranted this warrant?
You warranted this warrant.
Okay. Who started the warrant?
The mayor.
The mayor.
I look at the brochure. Show me the mayor.
Hibbers.
Surprisingly, not one he made up.
Mm. Nope.
And what race or species is Mayor Hibbers?
Human-ish. Human, as far as I can tell.
Well, let's go see the mayor then.
Are you going to come quietly or do we need to manacle you?
No, I'll come quietly. All you have to do is say what you want to take me for. I'll go.
Sir.
You go see the mayor? Let's go see the mayor.
That
mayor
doesn't even know. When I am told to arrest you, I do my job.
They don't know.
No, they don't. Let's go see the mayor.
Olean, you going too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, everyone marches out. March.
Wait, point of fact, do they confiscate the shiny metal thing we took, or does Olean still have it?
Shiny metal thing.
The weapon. He took
it. Oh, do you still have that with you? They will confiscate it. I thought you dropped
away.
It.
I'm not wearing it,
obviously. Oh, if you tucked it away, yeah, no, they're not going to search it. You're peace bonded.
And I'm using my staff as a walking instrument
sure.
still.
Mm-hmm. No problem. Yeah.
I'll use my sword as a walking stick if they let me. Look, I have no problem with that.
This is one of those new walking swords.
It's pointy walking stick with a hilt.
It's got a trick knee. He really needs that.
Acupuncture. Okay. You guys walk. You go through one of the spokes towards the center spire. And you come into a large room. It's It's the kind of thing someone who's never had money thinks is impressive.
Is the center spire bigger than the...
Oh, yeah, outlier? Yeah. Oh, significantly bigger. Most of the, schools and the centers all the centers of higher learning, all the economic centers are here. I mean, it's the central spoke.
Okay.
Okay. The center of government is here.
I look over at Ian and said, Daddy called this new money.
Yeah. It's ostentatious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's vulgar ostentatious.
You know how to deal with them?
I can deal with anybody.
Okay.
This is like that commercial with the Russian guy. I jump in it.
Mm. With the little tiny giraffe.
With the little tiny giraffe, yeah.
It's awesome.
I mean, that's what this is like.
All right.
And you see, sitting up on this gaudy chair, you may think it's a throne, but it's a gaudy chair, is this little man. And
officious?
Officious. Mm-hmm. Definitely officious. And he's got the strange contraption sitting next to him. In present terms, it kind of looks like a hookah, but more Jabba the Hutt than, Bardstown Road.
More caterpillar on a toadstool?
Yes.
All right.
More like Jabba the Hutt. More, lots of gears, lots of machinery looking to it. I mean, things are twisting and turning. Okay.
The arms move on their own?
It's doing all, no. But that would be kind of cool. No, because he likes to reach over there, take it, and every few seconds you see him as you are walking across this large room, he's taking a huff off this stuff.
Can I try to identify this thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I have trained in Numenera, trained in identifying, and I will use effort.
Okay.
So that's three steps.
All right.
8.
Good thing you did it.
Well, I'm going to assume that he's about to start talking to us.
Uh-huh.
And Ian is definitely the person who will be talking back, so I'm going to zone out a little bit and become aware of all the Numenera in the room.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
You want to take point thing, on this one, Ian?
The thing sure. he's huffing on, it is a Numenera. It's a combination grinder, roaster, vaporizer kind of thing. I mean, it does all these things at once. It looks like there's a hopper on one side of it, and you kind of recognize these little shells that are in it.
And shells?
Shells.
Uh-huh.
Like seashells.
Okay.
And these are things you saw all over the exterior of the city.
So this machine grinds the shells, roasts them, and then vaporizes them for him to smoke?
Yeah.
Okay. Weird.
Yeah. And he's puffing on this thing like there's no tomorrow. Hey. Are these the four? Are these the five men I told you to pick up?
Mayor, you get a lot of mileage out of that thing?
What thing?
Does he look significantly different than his picture in the pamphlet? Like, sicker?
Not really, but he
gray, veiny.
He looks, he definitely doesn't look as good as his picture. I mean, his picture looks like, photoshopped.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. His clothes are rumpled and stained. They're fancy and elaborate and expensive looking, but they are rumpled and stained. And he bags under his eyes, doesn't look like he's, seen a shower in a couple of days.
He's not going to sit there and fold space or anything, is he?
No.
So okay. He looks roughly the same age.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You must be the mayor.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So, we've been asking all day, why are we being arrested?
I needed to speak with you most quickly.
Well, you could have asked. You didn't have to have your men beat us up and arrest us.
What can we do for you, Mayor?
We need your help.
And what kind of help might that be, sir?
I think there is someone you are attempting to go at. We think you are setting yourselves up against a growing power.
Is that Joseph? Yeah.
No, he's probably talking about the dude's ass.
I pull out the projector and hit play. You mean this guy?
Yes.
Well, what,
who is he?
Yeah, who is this guy? We know very little about him.
He's calling himself the leader. A most ridiculous title, is not? I think I just killed Joe.
The leader.
The leader.
Leader.
Seems to lack imagination, doesn't it?
So is it that you don't? You're trying to steer us away from him, or you think we should get him and you're trying to help?
We would like to give you information that might help you.
We're listening.
Yeah. Awesome. Go right on ahead.
If you were to leave here immediately, you would find him to the north. There is a glass palace. We can give you a map that will take you directly there.
You're Matt, boy.
What's your beef with the leader?
He's been acquiring many things, and we need them. He seems to want to acquire artifacts, various powerful ciphers, and other Numenera.
Well, that's the way of the land. I think everybody wants to do that.
So what is it you want?
We need him to stop. The city must grow. The children must come back.
Children, you mean...
Have you not seen the children? Have you? You've not seen any of our children, have you?
Where did the children go?
They grew up, and there are no new children.
I don't want to ruin the surprise, Mayor, but that's an easy problem to solve.
You would think, wouldn't you? Do you not think that we, the imagination, the brains behind this entire city would have understood this? The Numenera that he has stolen from us cleanses the air down here, allows us to live more freely, allows us to grow as a society.
Can you help us? Other than giving us a map, is there anything that you can speed us on our way with?
Our armory is at your disposal, as well, is our repair units that you apparently need for your ship. Well,
that would be just fine. What about your library? Did we utilize the library all that we needed to?
I thought so.
Okay. Well, sure, we'll leave. We were planning on doing that anyway.
You needed to leave, yes, but you needed to leave in the direction we wish you to go.
We can take care of that. Not a problem. I am an expert pilot.
We doubt this.
However,
you apparently went to the library, searched our records.
Mm-hmm.
And found vital information necessary for the operation of your ship.
You got it.
You also apparently found out the information we had on record for the leader and whatever his ilk are.
I did.
Is the glass palace in the water or under the water, or is it on top?
It is on top. It is on the land, or at least what passes for it in the arid Kalum. And you also found fairy tales? Children's stories?
No, I'm sorry. Were you speaking to me?
No, we are not.
Oh, okay.
Show me the armory and we shall leave. And these repair droids.
The repair units will be dispatched to the bay.
Wonderful.
The ship should be finished by the time you reach there. Wonderful. Enjoy the armory.
Thank you.
Interesting Numenera in the room?
There's...
Other than the hookah?
The hookah is probably the most interesting one. There are a few others that are like akin to music boxes kind of thing. There's one very similar to, I think, Jason, do you have the one that shows you the images? The little mirror? Who has the one? Someone has that. Grom?
Well, I got the one that creates the 5x7 image.
Yeah.
And but it's random.
That randomly changes. Yeah, there's actually one similar to that, but they show a lot of the same types of images. I mean, like pictures of paintings, artwork. They're also larger, you know, 8x10, some larger than that. So they're similar to that. The hookah seems to be the most interesting one in there. Is there anything in particular you were looking for?
No.
No? Yeah, I mean, this is, the room is actually called the Ostentatiary. Okay. I mean, this place is about as gaudy as you can get. So, I mean, there's a lot of things in here that, while rare and expensive, are crap trinkets, really.
Awesome.
So, for us to go and do what we were going to do anyway,
mm-hmm.
rescue your items, bring them back to you.
He didn't say that.
What's in it for us?
He didn't say that.
You do not need to return any of the things that have been stolen.
Keep them from stealing more.
We do not want the ones that we have taken from us. It's going to take us years to replenish the oxygen under here properly, the atmosphere.
Well, with all these guards, why haven't you just set up an ambush and fought him yourself since he keeps coming back and stealing from you?
It's a very good question. He's very powerful, but you seem to have some way of defeating his minions. We never would have gone up against this dog.
So we can do it better. Okay. Nice to meet you. Go.
Which way to the armory?
Points you to the armory. I mean, one of the guys will lead you to the armory. There's not a problem. You can go right over there.
Go look around.
Okay. Now, here's the portion where the guys decide on what kind of boons they want. What they go raiding the city's armory. And this part devolved into a slow, boring shopping list discussion. And in the end, I just figured to cut it because there was a whole portions where everyone was just taking a look at what was available, me saying yes or no, rolling some dice. It's really boring stuff. Suffice it to say, the guys managed to pick up some armor and a weapon or two. And even though they did get these items, they are not without cost. Now, don't be surprised when you hear them use an unusual weapon in the next episode. Back to the show. Okay, you guys get your gear, you pack out your bags, you're escorted back to your ship. There's, the guy that you originally met, the officious gentleman who
got knocked out?
No. No, that was the
Port Authority guy.
The Port Authority guy. The guy was there. He's like,
not Constable Fife.
Gentlemen, so happy that you are back. Did you enjoy your trip? I see that the mayor is having some work done on your ship.
Yes.
Okay. You are free and clear to go.
Then let us go.
Absolutely. Because there's only one small problem. Your weapons systems are now fully functional, but you have no ammo.
Where is it?
It was in this case that you scraped off the bottom of the ship.
When did we do that? Oh, when I was leaving. Oh, that's right.
Good going, Butterfingers.
And why wasn't that supposed to be repaired?
It is repaired, but we have no ammo for this particular item. There may be a way to help.
How's that?
There is a possible ammo dump marked on your map.
Let's go there first. We appreciate that. So it's marked on the map, and then the glass palace is also marked on the map as well.
Yes, and it's actually roughly the same direction.
All right. Well, let's go.
Back towards the village, actually.
Oh, that's not good.
No, you got to go past the village is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll go ahead and stop there. You know, make sure you understand your Numenera, your artifacts. Numenera. Numenera. Anyway, did you write a book there?
Yeah,
had a boy. Anyways, we will pick up there next time. We will hit the armory and try and get you guys as close to the crystal palace as the glass palace as possible.
And hopefully, we'll find a new member before we leave the dock.
Or maybe at the armory.
Or maybe at the armory.
Mm-hmm. God, that would be nice, wouldn't it? Okay. Good game, guys.
Good game, Roy.
Yes. Everyone say goodnight.
Oh, hey, oh, good night. And don't forget, Gen Con is the...
By the time this one drops, registration has already started, and you will have to have already tried to get a room.
That's true. When is it? 26 is when you can get your badges, right?
And the 28th for the room, yes.
Is it Tuesday?
Yep.
Okay. And it was like something crazy, like at noon or something, wasn't it?
Yep.
All right. And then I've already submitted my games on the 10th.
Yeah?
Am I the only one doing that?
I had not planned to run a game.
I think so. But I think I was the only one.
That's mainly because I run around with a recorder and lose, you know, conversations.
You do what?
I run around with my recorder and I'm gonna lose the interviews.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to record all of you and then dump it.
Yeah. I'm going to try not to do that this year. Okay. All right. We all finished?
Yep.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Okay. The guys are weaponed up and ready to knock over another armory. Simple, right? What could go wrong? And I can't promise anything, but rumor has it, Jeff will be making it back for the next game. Keep your fingers crossed. Also, right at the end of the episode, Todd does mention Gen Con. Now, I hope you got your room. We sort of did. We're unfortunately split between two hotels this year. And I hope your walk isn't as long as some of the guys in our groups will be. Also, Todd runs a great game, so if you get the chance, get into one of his games. And we might have some more information on some other people from the podcast running games at Gen Con. It'll be at Games on Demand, and if it happens, we'll have more information to you later. That's all I'm going to say right now. So hopefully later we'll have some more information. It'll be a great surprise for everyone. Now, send us your email, roy@rusackgamers.com. Post a comment on our blog at rusackgamers.com. Send us voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Like us on Facebook. The address is facebook.com/rusackgamers. Follow us on Twitter. My handle is @RSGRoy. Say nice things about us on iTunes. And do whatever goes on over at Google+. Now, finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Numenera is copyright 2013, Monte Cook Games, LLC.